So let's review. The previous daf concluded with a machlekes whether a person who is far away from Yerushalayim can be yet to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach by having somebody bring the Karban on his behalf, or whether he has no choice but to wait for Pesach Sheni. The Gemara tries to prove which opinion is correct from a Braisa, Tarabon. Elu Sha'isin Pesach Sheni. The Braisa gives a list of people who bring a Pesach Sheni, including people with Tzaras and many different kinds of Tumah, and somebody who is far away from Yerushalayim. Even though the list of people who bring Pesach Sheni is a long one, the Torah specifies somebody who is far away from Yerushalayim to emphasize Lefoitra Minakaras, that he is exempt from Karas. From the fact that the Braisa did not explain that the person B'derech Rechoiko was singled out to teach that he cannot have his Karban Pesach brought for him, Kamanda Mahorza, we can see that the Braisa assumes, like Rav Nachman, that he can have somebody bring it for him. Isha B'sheni Mimechaeva. The Braisa listed Zavais, Nidus, and Yoldis, all women with different sorts of Tumah, amongst those who bring a Pesach Sheni. However, another Braisa omits all women from the list of Tamei people who bring Pesach Sheni. The Gemara explains that, as we've learned earlier on Daf Tzadi Aleph Mabez, there's a Machlekes Tanoim where the women are Chayiv in Pesach Sheni and can have it brought for them exclusively. Tanraban. The Gemara next cites a Braisa which teaches three opinions regarding the Chayiv Karas of failing to bring a Karban Pesach. Rebbe says, Chayiv Karas ala Rishon, V'chayiv Karas ala Sheni. Both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni carry a penalty of Karas, because Rebbe holds, Sheni regel b'fnei atzmehu. There are two totally distinct obligations, as evident from his opinion, that somebody who became a ger or bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni would be obligated to bring a Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Reb Nosson says, Chayiv Karas ala Rishon, upatra ala Sheni. Only Pesach Rishon and not Pesach Sheni carries a penalty of Karas, because Reb Nosson holds, Sheni tashlum derishonu. Pesach Sheni is only a substitute for a missed Pesach Rishon, as evident from his opinion that somebody who became a ger or a bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni would be potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni, because he was never chayiv in Pesach Rishon. Therefore, there is no separate chayiv karas for Pesach Sheni. Reb Chanina ben Akavya says, Af ala Rishon in chayiv karas. Elam kein loy os Pesach Sheni. He's only chayiv karas on the Pesach Rishon if he also fails to bring the Pesach Sheni, because Reb Chanina ben Akavya also holds like Reb Nosson that Pesach Sheni is a substitute for Pesach Rishon, but adds Sheni takanta derishonu, that it also has the ability to rectify the avera of not having brought the Pesach Rishon. Therefore, there is no chiv karas on Pesach Rishon unless the person also fails to bring Pesach Sheni. The Braisa tells us how the three opinions play out lahalacha. Hezid bezeh bezeh, divrei kol chayev. If a person purposely failed to bring both karbanos, everybody holds his chayiv. Shagag b'zeh b'zeh, divrei kol pater. If a person inadvertently failed to bring both karbanos, everybody holds his pater. Hezid b'rishon b'shagag b'sheni, if he purposely did not bring the first and accidentally did not bring the second. According to Rebbe and Reb Nosson, he would be chayiv karas. According to Reb Chanina ben Akavya, he's pater. Shagag b'rishon b'hezid b'sheni. If he accidentally did not bring the first one, but purposely did not bring the second one, according to Rebbe, he is chayiv. According to Reb Nosson and Reb Chananya, he is pater. Zok the Mishnah. Ezi derech rechoket. What is considered a far distance where a person who did not bring Karban Pesach would be pater from karas? Reb Kiva holds, it is the distance to Moedin, which Ula defines as 15 mil. Reb Eliezer and Reb Yasi hold, that even somebody who is not in the Azara during the time of the Karban Pesach is considered to be B'derech Rechoike and not Chayev Karas. The Gemara explains that we arrive at the measure of 15 mil based on Rabbi Yechna's comment that a person can walk 40 mil in an entire day, 5 mil from Alois HaShachar until sunrise, as we see from light walking this distance in this amount of time, 15 mil from sunrise to midday, 15 mil from midday to sunset, and another 5 mil from sunset to Tzitzit Kechavah. Apparently, Derech Rechoike is defined by the distance a person can travel during the time period that the Karban Pesach can be shechted from midday to sunset. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Ula and holds that Derech Rechoike is defined as the distance one can walk from midday until the last time to eat the Karban Pesach, which is either midnight or the next morning. Even though a Tamei Sheretz cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash during the time of the shechting of the Karban Pesach, Ula still holds we can bring a Korban Pesach on his behalf, and he's not exempt on account of being B'derech HaChayka, because the Petura of B'derech HaChayka only applies to Torah people. Even though somebody who is a Tmei Sheretz on Erev Pesach can go into the Beis HaMikdash after nightfall, Rav Yehuda holds that we cannot bring a Korban Pesach on behalf of a Tmei Sheretz, because the Torah specifically excludes him from bringing a Korban Pesach.